Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. China has announced it will limit oil supplies to North Korea under UN sanctions, stepping up pressure on Pyongyang over its pursuit of nuclear and missile technology. Meantime, Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop says North Korea ultimately wants to be a nuclear power, and that is unacceptable to Japan, South Korea, and others.
If North Korea is able to be a nuclearized state, that will inevitably lead to Japan and South Korea going nuclear. Then we're talking about a proliferation race. That would be catastrophic. So I think that our best option at present is to maximise the pressure on North Korea to get to that negotiating table.
That is Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop. North Korea has conducted numerous ballistic missile tests with the goal of developing a nuclear-tipped intercontinental ballistic missile capable of targeting the U.S. mainland. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has dismissed the notion of renegotiating a new agreement curbing Iran's nuclear weapons development, maintaining U.S. concerns about Iran are beyond the scope of the deal. President Trump has threatened in the past to declare Iran in violation of the 2015 agreement for pursuing a ballistic missile program and for supporting militant groups. Authorities in Mexico have raised the death toll from Tuesday's earthquake to 293 as rescue workers continue to search through the rubble, refusing to give up hopes of finding survivors. Rescue teams in central Mexico have been working around the clock. This is VOA News. Authorities in western Puerto Rico have begun evacuating people on buses as quickly as they can, while the National Weather Service is warning a dam in the area is beginning to fail. VOA's Maya Bush on the situation with the dam.
Operators at the dam on Lake Oaxaca in northwestern Puerto Rico reported the dam began to fail Friday afternoon and said it was causing flash floods downstream. Puerto Rico's government called the situation very dangerous.
Officials say some 50 to 70,000 people may need to be evacuated in the area. They do not know how much time the residents would have to evacuate. Puerto Rican Governor Ricardo Rossello says at least 13 people have died so far as the island deals with the destruction caused by Hurricane Maria, which was the largest hurricane to hit Puerto Rico in 90 years. Maria now weakening as it moves over the Bahamas. Officials in Indonesia have raised the alert level for a volcano on the resort island of Bali to the highest threshold over fears an eruption could be imminent. Thousands of residents and tourists have evacuated from villages near the volcano, which was last erupted some 50 years or so ago. Hundreds of tremors, small ones this week, have rattled the mountain, which is about 70 kilometers northeast of the tourist destination Kuta. Officials say nearly 10,000 people have been evacuated so far from the area. More evacuations are expected. United States is considering new restrictions on who can enter the U.S. The rules could take effect as early as Sunday, when part of the current executive order restricting travelers from six Muslim-majority countries expires. VOA's Eleni Barros has more.
When President Donald Trump's executive order limiting travel to the U.S. was first rolled out in January, it sparked protests at airports around the country. A week later, a federal judge blocked the so-called travel ban, sending it on a roller coaster ride through the courts until June. That is when the Supreme Court ruled the controversial order could take effect, but travelers from the six banned countries could enter the U.S. if they had family, business, or school ties. The travel ban was always intended to be temporary, giving the Department of Homeland Security time to gather information and report on screening of foreign travelers. That report was recently submitted to the White House, just as the ban on travelers from Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen is set to expire. Aline Barros, VOA News, Washington.
And for more on that story and the rest of the hour's news, check out our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.